cutting through the horizon with sharp edges and curved red arms is the Eagle, one of 21 art pieces home to Olympic Sculpture Park. It looks vibrant as ever, but it's on the Seattle Art Museum's list of pieces that need extra TLC soon. You're listening to KNKX, and the museum's conservation team comes to the park throughout the year to maintain the collection in a dance of art and science. KNKX's Rebecca Way has more.
The team schedules most of their projects for the dry summer months. For some sculptures, the maintenance is simple, like the steel one that has to be sprayed down to help it rust and get that deep amber coloring the artist wanted. Other pieces are scrubbed to get rid of bird droppings. Conservators work with scientists, artists, and curators to study art and decide how to make it last through the years. I recently joined the team while they were out checking in on the sculptures.
And in fact, you know, I can see even looking at this, there's chipping along the back that I don't remember last time with the blue paint chipping, which I don't remember last time I saw.
That's Nicholas Dorman, the museum's chief conservator. He says they put a lot of energy into the park's first year, but that was just the start.
We didn't think we were done, but we didn't know how not done we were going to be, if you see what I mean. I mean, because it's just on and on and on, the work that's needed here.
That's where Elizabeth Brown comes in. She's the museum's senior objects conservator, and she comes at the sculptures from every angle, crouched down on the ground with tiny brushes, on top of forklifts, repainting them, even testing out new coatings that could protect the pieces better. She says the sculptures look robust, industrial, and sturdy, but they have a breaking point. One touch doesn't hurt, but if everyone is touching them and climbing on them, the sculptures will start to degrade if the team doesn't intervene.
It's sort of like if you took your car, I think I'm stealing from a wonderful collection manager at Western Washington who used this analogy, sort of parked your car in Times Square and let everybody clamor over it. It would look horrible.
Brown says Echo, the tall, slender face next to Pier 70, worries her the most. In fact, she says it keeps her awake at night. The white sculpture is easily discolored by pollutants from the trains running behind it and the Puget Sound saline spray. People sometimes wonder if it's supposed to grow hair when a layer of moss appears on Echo's head around March. Brown says the treatment that gave Echo its soft and glimmering appearance makes its surface porous and difficult to protect.
I was nervous about it to begin with and talked to the artist, and we discussed coatings that might help protect it, but he wasn't happy with any of them because pretty much anything you put on there that's durable changes the visual that he's created.
Brown welded and worked on sculptures herself as an undergrad. She learned about conservation when she was working on sculptures at a stone shop in New York. Some people come into the field with a passion for science, but for Brown, the chemistry part of it was intimidating at first.
Once you sort of do your general and organic, then you start to see the applications of, and then it gets really interesting because you can kind of watch it happen, and there's little sort of petri dishes of experiments going on.
In Brown's petri dish is a different type of protective coat for Echo. She's trying a polysaccharide, or basically a sugar-based formula. You could almost eat it.
That is functioning more as a graffiti coating. Maybe it's an imperfect graffiti coating, but it might help a little bit if somebody tags it. But it's not protecting the surface all that well, and I am seeing micro-cracking already starting.
She's counted over 50 micro-cracks on Echo's surface, and it's only been in the park for a few years. The conservation team doesn't have a solution yet, but they know it could easily become a big problem. Like many sculptures here, Echo faces the basic challenge of being an outdoor art piece. Without the protection of a climate-controlled, airtight museum display, it relies on science to get through another year in the Pacific Northwest. Rebecca Way, KNKX News.